music in video games is often overlooked, but for fans of the genre and for real video gamers, it's pivotal. Why do you think the music really matters in video games?
That's a good question. I mean, it matters like it matters in movies, but maybe even a little bit more. Like, you know, there, you can really like a film, say, like, we really like, I'm trying to think of a movie this year, like maybe Gravity or something. I can't think of the music for Gravity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can all think of the music for maybe something like Star Wars or Indiana Jones. And I think video games kind of, their music tends to be a little bit more like those kind of movies, and our experience of the games is, you know, we have this sort of intimate experience, you know, interacting with media that way. And especially as kids, you know, going back and thinking about playing hours and hours of Zelda, you know, when I was younger, and thinking about playing, you know, even in the arcades and Galaga and Tron and things like this, you know, you just kind of, there's this interaction of just this association. You know, I think it starts out as being a fun part of the game experience. And then later, you hear the music and there's a sort of nostalgic factor too. You know, I've heard from some people, already telling me that, you know, hearing the Echo, the Dolphin piece has been very emotional for them. You know, they hadn't thought about that game in a long time, and all of a sudden they're hearing it played by a string quartet, and, you know, they have this emotional sort of effect on them. So I don't know why it is. I think there's just something about the interactive quality of the media and how attached and involved you get with the games versus most movies are, you know, kind of passive entertainment.